This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
Hey, my name is Jeff Sandhu, and let's talk about automation. It's the buzzword that threatens to take away your job. Powered by robotics and artificial intelligence, businesses are increasingly efficient when automation is embedded in their structure. However, when workers in emerging markets learn to leverage on robots and automation, and leapfrogging old technologies enables them to move into more developed status. This will not only benefit workers and businesses, but also the Malaysian economy. And on the show with me today is Malina Planton. She is the Managing Director ASEAN for UiPath to talk about how you can prepare yourself and your business for the automation economy.
My name is Malina Planton. I'm the Managing Director for UiPath for the Southeast Asian region. For those who are new to the RPA market, and new to UiPath, would like to give a brief introduction about the RPA space and about UiPath. So UiPath is the world's fastest growing robotic process automation company in what we call an automation first era. RPA market is a new market, is a new technology who started to be visible across the entire globe in the last 3 years. And basically what we are doing, we are helping companies increase productivity by automating their existing processes.
And I last spoke to UiPath in September 2017 when you just entered the Southeast Asia region. And from my understanding, you've recently just secured your fourth funding round and are now valued at over $7 billion. And you mentioned you are the fastest growing robotics and automation process automation company in the region. Talk us through what's changed throughout the number of years since 2007 until now, and why is this this vertical in the industry just really booming in a rapid space?
Absolutely, would be happy to provide you more information. Interesting is that from September 2017, end of 2017 till now, there are lots of changes who have happened. Currently, we have a number of about 2,700 employees compared to 100 in 2017. We are present in more than 21 countries, 40 plus cities across the world. Coming to Southeast Asia region, we have a headquarter office in Singapore and local offices across Malaysia, Thailand, Philippines, Indonesia, and Vietnam. So local presence across all the major countries in Southeast Asia. We have recently raised the Series D funding, which you have mentioned, for $568 million. Which was recently announced in end of April, 30th of April. Currently, UiPath is valued at about $7 billion, which makes us one of the most valued AI companies worldwide. So a lot of changes compared to September 2017. And not only changes in UiPath, but also at the global level in terms of how RPA market is expanding. So we're looking at a clear increased demand from different industries, different business verticals that are willing to invest in automating their business processes.
Yet, despite the vast number of companies needing this, there is still a vast number of companies who haven't even begun yet.
And absolutely.
Why are so many companies at this point in time facing this struggle in automation processes?
Indeed, there, even if the market has expanded significantly in the last 3 years, there are still a large number of companies who are at the beginnings or who have not started yet. And if I am to refer particularly to Malaysian market, I would categorize Malaysia as a new territory for UiPath and for the RPA market. The technology is still at the beginning in terms of adoption and in terms of expansion. We as a company are doing a lot of activities to enable, educate the customers, the partners, different stakeholders in the public space, in the public sector or academic sector, to learn more about RPA and what they can achieve by using RPA. So coming to your question, I would consider that one of the points is the fact that the level of awareness and the level of acknowledgement of the benefits that can be obtained by adopting the technology are still at the beginning in Malaysia, likewise in other countries. And we're doing a lot of progress to educate the market to advance in terms of starting and embracing the technology.
So you mentioned that, you know, Malaysia is still very new in terms of both UiPath's, I guess, progress in Malaysia, but also Malaysia in general utilizing these kind of services, automation services for their business is still on a very surface level. Who could we look for like inspiration, and what are some of the things that we can learn from neighboring regions?
There are a number of companies who have started to use RPA in Malaysia, and others who are quite advanced in their automation journey. One example that I can give in terms of our first customers in Malaysia is AXA Malaysia, one of the largest global insurance company. They are actually one of the first customers that we have had in Southeast Asia region, not only in Malaysia. And they are one of the most advanced entities inside the AXA group. So they were one of those pioneers to experiment and to adopt our technology. Likewise, insurance companies have adopted RPA faster than other industries due to the legacy systems that they're using, very complex old systems which they would need to replace, and the very large number of manual processes which they need to perform. Besides insurance companies, we are working in Malaysia with some of the top banks and financial institutions, and with top telco companies, which have started already to embrace RPA as the technology would help them drive their digital transformation strategies for the next 3 to 5 years. To sum up, banking, financial services, insurance, and telco are the industries who are driving RPA adoption now in Malaysia. We see big potential coming also from other industries like retail, manufacturing, other industries which are more at the beginning, like advertising, publicity. And going forward, probably the number of industries and different business units across these companies is going to increase.
So the term RPA, robotics process automation, and whenever you hear the name robotics, people would immediately think of, oh, this is only for manufacturing, construction, and, you know, import export kind of thing. It's not really for SMEs, but that's not necessarily true then.
That's right. If I think 2-3 years back, when we were speaking with customers or partners, there were many companies who were at the beginning of their journey, and they were considering that robotic process automation relates to hardware or to physical robots. Mm-hmm. Actually, robotic process automation relates to software robots, which are able to automate existing processes that companies have in order to save time, increase productivity, or compliance.
Give us an example. What exactly is RPA, and what does it do for a business? How does it save time and make a business more efficient?
Sure, absolutely. So some of the most common examples that I normally give when I explain what RPA is relate to finance accounting processes. Any company, irrespective of the industry or the business unit that operates in, mm-hmm. has different finance processes which it operates on a regular basis. So normally there are people who do different finance jobs at the end of every month, calculating different amount, closing the month, exactly following the same processes every month or every quarter, every year. Generally, these processes follow a very structured format. There are exact steps that need to be performed in order to complete a transaction or complete a process. These steps require only execution. They don't require any human decision or human logic. What UiPath software does, it translates these steps into a software which performs exactly the process without involving the human agent, or involving the human agent only during those steps which require logic or which require intuition or which require a decision. So basically we take out the monotonous, repetitive work from the processes which are performed by people, and we leave to the humans only the decision making tasks which are complementing the software robot.
I'm speaking to Malina Planton. She's the Managing Director of ASEAN for UiPath, talking about using automation to leapfrog your business. We'll continue in just a moment. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
Banana from Malaysia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You're listening to Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
And we're back. This is Tech Talk. And my name is Jeff Sandhu. And on the phone with me is Malina Planton. She's the Managing Director of ASEAN for UiPath, talking about automation. Malina, earlier on, we spoke about how automation will be used for organizations to be more efficient. What happens to talents in organizations then, as you know, the fear of automation will take over our jobs is pretty real. So how do companies prepare for this?
That's one of the topics that we usually address in our conversation with customers or partners, companies who want to adopt RPA. And the angle in which we see the progress is how our technology, how our robotic process automation can complement human work rather than replace human work. We show how robots can work alongside human agents and how they can enhance the work of human agents. While software robots generally do the structured processes that only require execution, we leave the work which is creative, judgmental, and which involves certain decision making to human agents. And we believe that the future of the technology goes in this direction, by the introduction of other more complex technologies like machine learning, cognitive technologies, or AI. So in the next years, we will see a progress of the technology and more companies adopting robotics process automation or similar technologies and embracing software work together with human work.
What do you look for in a company when you have the discussions with business owners about the potential that you can bring to them? But what do you look for in their own business that can actually help this process to be more, I guess, seamless?
The criteria that generally customer look into when they decide that they want to adopt RPA is productivity, compliance, security, and adoption of new technologies that would increase employee engagement, employee happiness, and also the future of work in their own companies. So these are the elements that we also try to emphasize while bringing our value added in terms of our technology. On one side is what the technology can provide from a platform, from a technology perspective, increasing compliance, increasing productivity and security. And on the other side is the soft or the social impact that the technology can bring by increasing employee engagement, leaving the human agents to be involved in work, which is more inspiring and more interactive than just tedious, repetitive work.
And with the looming of Industry 4.0, 5G technologies, where do you see it heading? Where does RPA or just automation in general heading in the future?
Generally, RPA and technologies associated with RPA are included in the 4.0 initiative, which you mentioned. We are working together with our local teams for the Malaysian market to serve the public sector in terms of the digital 4.0 initiatives projects, which have been started by the Malaysian government recently. And there are a number of governmental entities, public sector companies, which have already reached to us to help them, to advise them in which areas of their business they can adopt RPA. Coming to your question, the RPA technology is part of the Digital 4.0 initiative, and we're looking to support the Malaysian public sector to be able to adopt RPA, as well as find some creative ways of using the technology for their employees.
What's the risk that we should know? Some of the red flags that we should know when starting the journey in RPA.
In terms of risk, I would say that they are fairly limited in terms of any other IT technologies. There is the perception that if you adopt a new technology, any new technologies, you need to replace any infrastructure system that you have, any existing technologies that you use. Compared to this belief, RPA comes as a layer on top of all the existing technologies and the existing systems that a company has. So there is generally the RPA technology is complementing the technologies that the companies have, while it is not a disruptive technology for the existing environment.
What about governments? There are a lot of the government sector, the public sector is really looking to also, you know, keep up with the pace the private sector is utilizing in their own business. Is there a room? Is there room for public sector and government agencies to tap into this, because they are obviously working with sensitive information?
Absolutely, and the public sector, government sector, is one of the top industries with whom we work globally. If I take the example of US, we are the preferred RPA technology for governmental agencies. We're working with NASA, we're working with the White House, and a number of public companies. In Singapore as well, we have more than 12 governmental agencies with whom we work, who are existing customers of UiPath, and a number of others who are exploring UiPath for their internal automation processes. And if you look in Europe or India or other countries in APAC like Thailand, we have started already to explore, or we have customers across the government and public sectors. Mm-hmm.
And for those entrepreneurs who are listening to this and they're keen to venture into this journey or really utilize this for their own business efficiency, what are some of the advice that you would give them before they start this journey? What are some of the things that they should be looking at themselves before, you know, going and starting this RPA journey?
The first advice or suggestion that that I have for anyone looking at RPA, either for themselves as individuals or for their companies, is to try to get as much information as possible. And in terms of information, UiPath is leading the industry in terms of the resources that it has available on our website, on our blogs, on our forum. And to give some example in this sense, we have UiPath RPA Academy available from our website at academy.uipath.com. This is an online training platform accessible by anyone. Just need to create an account and anyone can access all our technical or non-technical trainings. Other online available resources that we have are UiPath Forum, forum.uipath.com, or our blog, blog.uipath.com, where there are a number of use cases, a number of success stories, or business cases that anyone can read and investigate more to see how they can utilize RPA for their companies, or just learn what RPA is, how they can use it, and then decide if it is good for themselves or for the companies that they are working for.
Malena, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Jeff. It was a pleasure, and hope we can stay connected.
And that was Malena Planton. She's the Managing Director of ASEAN for UiPath, talking about using automation to help leapfrog your business. And if you miss any parts of the show, you can download the podcast now. It's available at the BFM website, the BFM app, or on Spotify. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and this has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9. And now it's time for your TM1 Tech Minute. It's easy to get confused when we talk about automation at work. The popular view of automation is that a robot or an AI replacing the human workforce. In reality, most of automation is an augmentation, a series of protocols or processes designed to make workers' lives easier. Well-utilized process automation can even make the working day more challenging and fun by automating the most dreary and mind-numbing tasks like matching data, checking forms for errors, and pulling out numbers for reports. It frees employees to deploy their most valuable assets, their creativity, their ingenuity, and their ability to think critically. TM1's hyper-connected ecosystem provides comprehensive digital solutions that are enabled by high-performance connectivity and ICT infrastructure. Agile, reliable, and pervasive, enabling your best assets to soar. And that was your TM1 Tech Minute.
Tech Talk, made possible by TM1. To learn more, visit tm1.com.my.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.